John Thornley to present Pick of the World.
Hello. Our music today ranges from the Pacific to much nearer home. But we start with harp music from South America, requested by Mrs. Elizabeth Uldal of Edinburgh. Here's a Paraguayan polka called Colorado. Colorado, a polka from Paraguay, and it seems incredible that the virtuoso harpist on that recording should remain unnamed. Folk performers of the past continue to fascinate us, perhaps because the brilliance of their playing seems completely unself-conscious, as if they've forgotten the microphone was there at all. Edward Baldwin of Corsham in Wiltshire would like to hear the Irish violinist Michael Coleman. Here's Coleman, recorded in 1922, playing a jig from his native county. Up Sligo.
Thank you.
Irish violinist Michael Coleman, sounding as if he could go on for another 3 hours without drawing breath. I like the bits which sound as if he's making it up as he goes along, but still keeping that absolutely perfect rhythmical poise. It's the same kind of technique used by the Inuit people of northeast Canada. R.D. Vaughan, of Knutsford in Cheshire, describes their throat music as haunting and unique. Here are two examples of the vocal games played by two women standing literally face to face, so close to one another that they can use each other's mouths as resonating boxes. The game is to alternate every note or phrase exactly on cue. The first one to falter, or get it wrong, has to drop out. And so it goes on, until one of the teams has lost. Some of the calls imitate geese or other animals, and some of them improvise melodies. I'm not sure whether that was hesitation, deviation, or repetition at the end. Those were two katayait, or vocal games of the Inuit people of Baffin Land and Hudson Bay. Sounds an ideal game for a Christmas party. Perhaps someone should try it out, but I take no responsibility for the consequences. Music from the Mongolian steppes now, from a programme of Chinese music broadcast in August this year. Sigismund Senkans of Sheffield particularly enjoyed this song, in which the Mongolian soprano Gao Wa was accompanied by an erhu, a two-stringed fiddle, in which the bow passes between the strings. The song describes, and even imitates, the vastness of the steppes.
Ah!
Urtin Dun, the long song of the vast steppes of Chinese Mongolia. Several listeners have written to ask for music from Romania. David Van Edwards, a lute maker in Norwich, would like to hear the sound of the kobza, the Romanian lute, which he suggests has remained quite close to the medieval lute, or oud, which came to Europe from Arabic countries. The kobza soloist here is Toma Marin, but the piece is anything but medieval. It's the fast dance known as the surba, and it's followed by a dance from Wallachia, featuring the Romanian accordion player Damian Benone, who caught the attention of William Howe of Cheltenham in a Radio 3 broadcast many years ago. Romanian folk virtuosi, the kobza player Toma Marin and accordionist Damian Benone. As usual, when listening to Romanian folk music, I'm staggered at the sheer velocity and the impeccable sense of ensemble of the performers. You can find the same kind of verve and professional pride among the singers and dancers of Spanish flamenco song, which has been requested by David Pruitt of Cirencester. A few years ago, it looked as if flamenco was dying out, but today it's become quite a widespread hobby among the younger women of southern Spain, and among the children as well. In a small mountain village in Andalusia, earlier this year, I watched an impromptu lesson, which a girl of perhaps 11 or 12 was giving her even younger sister on the passageway outside the family cottage. Every now and again, the older girl would dash inside to press the rewind button on the cassette player and put her younger sister through the difficult steps yet again. It needs years of this kind of painstaking practice to turn out a song and a dance as spontaneous and as precise as this one, a bulerías sung by Jesús Heredia. It's called El Novio de la María, Maria's Boyfriend. El Novio de la María, Maria's Boyfriend, sung by Jesús de la Heredia and danced by his partner, La Singla, both of them of gypsy blood. One of the more interesting rediscoveries of Columbus year 1992 was the music of the Sephardi tradition, which spread throughout Europe and the Middle East after the expulsion of the Jews from Spain. Sheila Lyons of Chichester has asked to hear the opening music of the programme, a biblical chant which shows how Gregorian chant must have developed from Jewish origins. It's followed by a very secular Sephardic song called La Bulisa Zapateta. The pretty shoemaker pleaded with me to hit the nail on the head.
Thank you.
titillation and a popular song from the medieval Jewish Sephardi tradition, from Alexander Knapp's programme on Radio 3. I'm sorry there isn't time to play the many requests for music from Alex Knapp's other programme of Hasidic Jewish music, but if it's any consolation to James Armstrong of Eastbourne and Arnold Miles of North London, the world of Hasidic music will be repeated on Friday the 25th of February, on the Jewish festival of Purim. Tracking down some of your requests has involved quite a lot of detective work, and sometimes a bit of guesswork as well. Patrick Ricks of Wolverhampton recalled a piece broadcast maybe 5 years ago, recorded perhaps in Fiji or Tonga, but definitely the South Pacific, of a men's choir singing a gentle love song falsetto. Could it be this one, Mr. Ricks? It was broadcast in a programme called Songs of the Humpbacked Dragon in 1988. I recorded the song on the coast of New Ireland in Papua New Guinea. It's a group of young village men singing a warbat, a form of musical love magic, in which they each try to influence the girl of their dreams to fall in love with them. In order to make the magic work really well, the singer has to get hold of a piece of the girl's clothing, or a hair from her head. Sung by a group of young men from New Ireland. Patrick Ricks is joined by many other listeners in asking to hear once again some of the lullabies presented by Veronica Doubleday. Juliet Harwood of Weymouth would like to hear the song of the two pygmy girls from Central Africa, tapping on their legs as they tell the baby to go back to sleep. It's followed by a lullaby requested by Dorothy Podmore of Solihull. She's just become a grandmother, and so she's become quite interested once more in the whole business of lulling babies to sleep. She'd like to hear the song from Pakistan Radio, in which the mother fondly tells her child, "If you go to sleep, you'll become as bright as the moon, and when you grow up, darkness will leave the world."
Chanda ki nagari se aaja, Chanda ki nagari.
After those two lullabies from the Central African Republic and Pakistan, a request from Mrs. D. Stewart of Barnstaple in Devon, who'd like to hear the Fijian song of farewell, Isale. It was played when her husband left Fiji for another Commonwealth posting. Here it is, sung by the men and women of Navuevu village on Fiji.
Oh,
Issa Lay, the Fijian song of farewell. John Briggs of Doncaster writes of the Friday afternoon programmes, "It's the strange sounds themselves that seem to grab hold of you and suggest whole worlds still unexplored." Here are two of those strange sounds now. First of all, Tibetan Buddhist monks chanting at the end of a performance of the Mahakala Tantra. Bear in mind that this invocation of complete peace might have been going on for several hours. Roger Skinner in Bristol, who has requested it, describes it as a truly primeval sound. It's followed by the shakuhachi flute, as requested by Vivienne Abberley of Hampstead. This is a traditional Japanese piece from the Edo dynasty, played to accompany the begging for alms. was tamuke, a traditional Japanese piece associated with the giving of arms, played on the shakuhachi flute by Yoshikazu Iwamoto. And before it, we heard monks of the Jutsu Tantric College in Dalhousie, Himachal Pradesh, singing part of the Mahakala. For the rest of the programme, we come nearer home. Mary Rowley of Brighton is disappointed at the neglect of English folk song, while Penelope Wolfitt of Muswell Hill and Marianne Maynard of Shrewsbury have fond memories of the series of programmes called As I Roved Out. They were broadcast on the Home Service on Sunday mornings in the late 1950s and early 60s. This was the signature tune.
As I roved out on a May morning, and a May morning right early, I met my love upon the way, oh Lord, but she was early.
Well, there are countless English folk songs beginning with the words, as I roved out, or as I walked out, or as I rose up, or as I rode out. And it's usually early in the morning, generally in the spring or summer, and it invariably involves meeting a pretty fair maid, with all that that entails. Here's a Lincolnshire song of this type. It's called 17...